When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Ask me anything. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Start with Mo, who's in the real Columbus.
As we call it. Hey, you know what? I wanted to ask y'all, what do I need to do if I want to use that on my podcast? So I might need to make a call to Mike Conti. But, fellas, I usually call in and say something semi-embarrassing about my girl, sure. Which she always says I do. So I'm going to go ahead and say something embarrassing about myself. All right, so she went shopping for Black Friday, right? And she's like, babe, I found a gift for you. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's up. She comes home, and she has a mouth guard because I grind my teeth in my sleep. So she bought me a mouth guard, and when she comes in with this mouth guard, she's like super excited about it, and I'm thinking I'm getting something, and that's what it was. And I was like, really, this is what we doing? So if y'all's wives could buy y'all something to fix something that y'all do that they don't like, what would it be?
Wow. Are we talking like a football mouth guard, or is it specifically like a dental thing?
I think they have dental things for those.
It would be really funny if she bought him a football mouth guard.
Yeah. I think they got...
like a little strap on it so he could hook it to the bed or something.
What?
Like, what would your wife buy? So he grinds his teeth. She got him a mouth guard to help him out.
Okay.
What would your wife buy you to help you with something that you struggle with?
Patience.
Well, where'd she buy that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Your patience isn't good?
No, not my patience. I would say my... what would you do? I don't know. I'm pretty much perfect, Andy. Pretty much the perfect husband.
Yeah.
I don't bother nobody. You want to go somewhere, have fun. You know what I mean? Like,
I think she would buy you a willingness to go more places.
I think she would do that. Yeah. She would buy me a willingness to do that.
Because you like to hang out at your house.
She would buy me
a nice house.
She would buy me a willingness to say yes on the first time.
Oh, I see. Because you're going to get there.
I'm going to get there eventually.
But you want to make her work for it.
That's not going to work for it.
I just don't really want to do it.
I don't want to do it, and I don't want to say yeah first.
Okay.
Because the thing about yeses to your wife is, if she get 2 minutes, she won't stop.
Oh, man.
You know your wife the same damn way.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But I just say yes, though. Like, yeah. And that's why maybe she doesn't stop.
If you say yes every time you want to do something, I'm just like, no.
That's how you spend all Saturday in Blue Ridge, Georgia.
Yeah.
Riding ponies. And getting camel jerky.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a great time, though, man. Every single year, that Christmas parade in Blue Ridge, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, man.
So, so wonderful. I'm kind of disorganized when it comes to, like, I'll walk in the house and just kind of put stuff places. And then I know I give them a hard time for doing that
exactly.
with their shoes. It's me. I probably set the tone. I do my best. So I guess that I don't know what she would buy me because we have closets and things that organize and stuff. I just don't use them.
Uh-huh.
But I know where it is.
Right.
I know where I put it.
Dude, the one thing I don't do, and I'm talking about Andy, I make sure that I don't do it, is when I get on them for doing something, I make sure that I do
it. You do it yourself. Yep. You got to walk the talk.
Yes. I always
You know
make
what
sure.
I do?
I always make sure.
I was searching for something because I'm pretty perfect.
Right.
That wasn't a very good one. What I really don't do is, like, if I have a bill to pay and it's not auto withdrawal, I will procrastinate. And I'll put it off. Like, I got a Piedmont something. I remember when I had to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I haven't paid the bill yet. People didn't see the sign language that I
they
gave.
Did.
But
yes,
yeah.
I knew somebody.
Yeah, it was a junk check. Yeah. I haven't paid the bill. It's due today. I've had it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, pay the bill, though.
I'm going to. I'll pay it today. But why didn't I just pay it last week or
that's
the week
true.
Before?
That's true.
What was I waiting for?
Yeah,
did I
true.
Think maybe by December 3rd they were going to call me and be like, never mind.
No.
You're good.
They're going to get theirs.
We enjoyed that, actually. Yeah. So it's on the house. I don't know. Yeah, I'm a procrastinator when it comes to stuff like that. All right, Mason's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Hey, Randy, man, I got a bone to pick with you, man. Were you born in Fort Valley? Where were you born at?
I was born in Griffin.
Griffin, okay. You from Griffin, but don't eat deer meat, man.
I don't eat no deer meat, man.
You know how nasty that poke is, right?
No,
before
I don't.
Before they process
no, I,
it
no,
and
I
all
don't.
That.
No, I don't know how bad it is.
I'll leave you alone. All right, I'll leave you alone. All right, here we go. So the question is, Travis Hunter. Now, I like the dude. I love him. I think he's the best athlete on the field, no matter where he plays. Mm-hmm. But is him playing in a conference where it's not SEC, it's not big ball, is that going to hurt his Heisman odds, or has he got it in the bag?
That's a good question. The thing is, he's going against a guy that plays in an even worse conference than he does, really, because
exactly.
it's down to those two guys.
Yeah.
It's down to Janty and Hunter at this point. So because of that, I don't think so.
No.
If it was against an SEC or Big Ten running back quarterback, then yeah, it would.
Yeah, I hate, because if you pick one or the other, it seems like you're taking shots at the other. And I hate that because what people are starting.
Only one guy can win the Heisman.
I just take Travis because Travis, in where he plays a lot of plays, but look at the effectiveness of all those plays.
Yeah.
We've
He's
never
really
seen
good.
That. Charles, Woody, Champ didn't do.
The man plays 130 snaps a game.
Like, Champ's played 100 plays in a game before. He really has.
But Travis Hunter set the school record for plays in a game 15 times in the last 2 years.
Yes.
I mean, and he did it by catching touchdowns and getting interceptions and being the best player on defense and offense.
Like, Champ was our second leading receiver that year.
Yeah.
But still.
He was certainly the best player on defense.
Yes.
But he probably wasn't your best player on offense.
Yes.
Maybe he was. I don't know. He's pretty damn good. Man's in the Hall of Fame.
Was,
man's in the Hall of Fame. But I don't know. Now, the question really is, who do you think should get it?
I think Travis Hunter should get it.
Do you?
Yep.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think Travis Hunter should get it.
I like Ginty, and I've watched him play quite a bit. He had a great game the other
awesome.
Night.
He's awesome. He's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Bam.
He's freaking awesome.
Yeah. I always like when people call on the AMA and start it with, Randy, I have a bone to pick.
Yeah.
Because I'm always like, this isn't going to go well.
Yeah.
Like, do you think Randy wants to hear that?
No. I don't care.
Every single one goes the same way. Yeah. They say it, you say, I don't care about that.
Nope.
And then they move on.
Damn, shut up.
Has anyone ever had a bone to pick with you that then you said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
No.
That's a great point.
No. Hey, man, I stand hard on my convictions. You know that.
I do know that.
And I can be dead ass wrong.
Oh, I know.
But I'm a
There's
stand
been many
it.
Times where we've gotten it. It's like, and you'll be like, well, I don't care about that. Yeah. It's like, all right, well, good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't care where the poke come from. You know where the poke tastes good at? In my belly. it tastes good cooked and put in my belly. So, yeah.
So,
counterpoint. Yeah,
the defense rests right there. Evan is in Athens. Hey, Evan.
What's going on, y'all?
Hi, Evan.
Kind of hard to follow that, but
you can do it.
I randomly discovered a childhood chest of drawers in my garage the other day.
Oh.
And I was going through it, and I found a Pokemon card that is upwards of like $500 now.
Whoa.
Insane. Just literally just chilling in my garage in a drawer. So the question is, what is y'all's most prized childhood possession, whether it's like monetary value or just like sentimental value?
Yeah, great. Great question, Evan. Also, great work finding
Hell,
that
yeah,
Pokemon card. Sell it, right? Or
yeah.
You gotta sell that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God. Most prized child. I don't really have a lot of – like, I have my dog tags that I wear every day that my grandfather wore throughout his military career that I got when I was – 13 when he passed, and I've worn it every day to this day, every single day. That's probably it. Because I'm going to have a lot.
Probably the most sentimental thing I have. I was really into Nolan Ryan when I was a kid.
Right.
And my dad got me a, like, ordered it off TV.
They remember off TV?
Sometimes they would have, like, sports cards on TV.
Yeah.
He ordered a Nolan Ryan, like, it was, like, gold-plated or whatever card. And I still have that. And it was just cool that, like, I liked him so much. And he was like, all right, let me get you this for, I think it was my birthday. It might have been Christmas. I don't remember. But, yeah, I hang on to that one. Luckily, when they broke into my apartment in Boston and stole all my memorabilia, they didn't steal that. That was, like, the one thing.
Dog.
Yeah, well, the really bad thing for the thieves is they got back to their den or wherever they go. And they just found out it was a bunch of, like, Joey Cora autographed baseballs.
Did they bring them back?
They should have. It was stuff that was only valuable to guys that would have been 1990s Mariners fans.
Nah.
And I didn't even have any Ken Griffey Jr. stuff. It was like John Olerud, you know?
The guy who wore the batter's helmet in the field.
He did, yeah, because he had a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah, I always remember he had to wear the batter's hat.
He's probably the greatest pitcher in college. Maybe not history, but his senior year, he hit 1,000,000 home runs, but also was like 15-0 pitching for Washington State. Yeah, he was a great pitcher. Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so spent 10 days with my in-laws over the holidays, and I am the apple of my mother-in-law's eye.
As you should be.
I can't do any wrong.
Yep.
She loves me so much. I'm her favorite child.
Yep.
And there's no person in this world that my wife fears, but she has a healthy respect for her mother. That being said, I was very lippy and was walking around with my chest bowed out because I had some reinforcements with my mother-in-law. Hmm. And then she had my back. Now that my mother-in-law has gone back, I'm on my own and yeah. I got smart with my wife now. And I'm in the doghouse.
Yep.
Who is your person that whenever you get around them, you get a little bold and it ends up getting you into some junk whenever they're not around?
Interesting. Interesting question.
I am my mother-in-law's favorite child. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, I mean, she loves me. Mm-hmm. And I know she loves me. It's telling. But
my mother-in-law loves me.
My mother-in-law.
She loves me. Like, and she would probably, like, commit a crime for me.
Yes. Mary
but
Jane,
she doesn't love me as much as she loves her daughter.
Mary Jane, I think Mary Jane loves me on the same as the,
yeah.
Donna got a younger brother, younger sister, JR and Nicole. She loves her children. But I think she puts me above them.
That's awesome.
I'm the one that, like, I've been knowing my wife since them two were kids, mm-hmm. baby children, yeah, yeah. right? That's how long we've been together. And so I watch it. She spoils the hell out of them, and they get mad at her. And I was like, how the hell are y'all getting mad at this woman? This woman spoils y'all. Oh, I'm not talking to mom. What? This woman does all this for y'all.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
So, yeah, she'll go. Yeah, yes, she adores me.
That's great. That's what you want.
She adores me.
That's what you want. You know why? Because you're a good husband.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah, good father, good husband. Take care of her grandkids, take care of her daughter.
I've been so thankful to have that because some people don't. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
and
a bad always, relationship with
and,
your in-laws.
And I always have a bottle of Tanqueray when she comes to Atlanta.
Yeah, see, you're
and
smart.
And Mary Jane be facing the Tanqueray.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Julie, on the other hand, likes a little old smoky moonshine. She likes to chew on the cherries that are dipped in whatever.
Oh.
You get Julie a couple cherries, she'll say some weird stuff. And it's really funny. And that voice of hers,
and that
it's
voice
great.
Too, yes.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaway of the day, every day we have a show.
Mark Cisco Andrews. And I find out what a tennis bracelet and why they call it tennis bracelet.
Yeah, Cisco's real name is Mark Andrews. How weird is that? And he's from Baltimore.
From Baltimore.
If you looked hard enough, you might have been able to find some Willie B. jerky.
Yeah. Willie B. jerky.
That'll break my heart.
I think it'll break a lot of people's hearts.
Yeah. I felt bad even saying say some weird stuff. And Randy don't want no meat that don't say no poke.
Yeah, man. I want no sausage. They don't say poke in front of the sausage. You keep it. This is sausage.
Randy also don't wear an 81 chain because he's not T.O.
Exactly.
All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.